Okay, so that's it recording. My name is Ryan McFadden, and I'm the policy manager at Diabetes Scotland. It's extremely important. So Diabetes UK has been campaigning on awareness of what we call the four T's for a long time now. That's Thursday, Tired, Thinner and Toilet. And it's great that the Scottish Government have joined us in this. This means that if your child is experiencing increased thirst or feeling more tired, losing weight and needing to go to the toilet more often, then we would ask for parents or carers to contact our local GP. A simple blood or urine test is all that's required to decide whether or not a referral to a diabetes specialist is needed. Well, DKA is what happens when a severe lack of insulin means the body cannot use glucose for energy and starts to break down other body tissue as an alternative energy source. Early diagnosis using Diabetes UK's 4Ts can stop this from happening. A DKA can lead to a child being admitted to hospital and is an extremely serious event. Yeah, well, so one... one in four children are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes present in a DKA, and this increases to one in three for those under the age of five. So it's certainly something that is common and that we would want to see decrease, and it can decrease if people use our 4Ts. Well, as you say, globally, Scotland has the fifth highest incidence of type 1 diabetes, and this is increasing by around 3% a year. This is a trend common across most Western countries. But the onset of type 1 diabetes is not associated with lifestyle factors, and the reason why rates are increasing are not fully understood. So, of course, we would like to see the rates of people being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes decrease. It's not something that at the moment we're able to do. Yeah, absolutely. So the sooner diabetes can be diagnosed and appropriate training given, the better. Once diagnosed and a person is supported to self-manage their condition, there's absolutely no reason why a person can't live the life of their choosing. What can make the transition to living with diabetes difficult is if the symptoms aren't picked up early and the child experiences a severe DKA. So it's absolutely in everyone's interest that children have the best start in life and are supported to manage what is a complex and challenging condition. Absolutely. So if your child is experiencing increased thirst, feeling more tired, losing weight, and is needing to go to the toilet more often, then please contact your local GP. A simple blood or urine test is all that's required to decide whether or not a referral to a diabetes specialist is needed. No problem.